Track 10, the final news stories. A chance to chill at the county show. Visitors to Devon County Show 2026 will benefit from a dedicated, calm and sensory space this year as the Chill Tent joins the event as its official inclusion partner. The Chill Tent provides a thoughtfully designed, non-clinical environment for individuals who may experience overwhelm. The Chill Tent provides a thoughtfully designed, non-clinical environment for individuals who may be overwhelmed in a busy event setting. The space offers a calm retreat for children, young people and adults, supporting a more inclusive and accessible experience for all attendees. Set within a 5-metre canvas bell tent, the space features soft furnishings, low lighting and sensory elements designed to promote regulation and comfort. Grace Brown, founder of Send the Help CIC and the Chill Tent, said, "Large-scale events can be overwhelming for many people, particularly those with additional needs. Our aim is to create a space where individuals can take a break, regulate and return to enjoy the event in a way that works for them. Inclusion isn't about adding something extra, it's about making events accessible from the outset." Lisa Moore, Devon County Show Manager, said, "We are absolutely thrilled to welcome the Chill Tent to this year's show. Creating an environment where everyone feels able to take part is what Devon County Show is all about. Visitors can access the Chill Tent throughout the duration of the show during event opening hours."
"Take a picnic," says fire crew after the barbecue. A disposable barbecue ignited a gorse bushfire on Dartmoor this past weekend. Crew from Buckfastleigh Fire Station were called to top tour at around 5:45 p.m. The station said members of the public witnessed a van drive away, having dumped the barbecue into the gorse, which rapidly ignited. Fortunately, the wind was not blowing in the opposite direction, which could have had serious consequences. A spokesman for the station said, "It's forecast to be nice weather in the next few days, so many of us will be heading out into the beautiful area in which we live. But maybe take a nice picnic and leave the barbecue at home."
Decorative lights return to Dawlish. Dawlish has got its spark back with the switching on of the first of its new decorative illuminations. The town, famed for its lights along the Brook Waterway, has been in darkness for 3 years after storms wrecked the previous illuminations. Now the first part of the lengthy project to restore the town's glow is lit up. The Dawlish Illuminations Bridge is now shining brightly, with more of Brook lights to return in the near future. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council, which is behind the restoration, said, "The newly lit Dawlish Illumination Bridge is looking absolutely fantastic. This is just the beginning of an exciting Town Council project to bring the Brook lights back into operation. It's wonderful to see this much-loved area shining brightly once again. Residents have been delighted with the results." Historian David Force said, "Brilliant to see Dawlish lighting up once more, ready for the summer season. Damaged beyond repair in 2023 during severe storms, the Brook has been without its illuminations ever since. The Town Council has been working with the Environmental Agency to ensure permissions were in place for work to start. The waterway has been in the dark since the 2023 storms."
Firefighters called to Dawlish Beach campfire. Firefighters from Dawlish were alerted to reports of an unattended fire at Corriton Cove Beach, which turned out to be a campfire dug into the sand. The call to fire control on Saturday, raising the alarm, was made by the police. A crew from Dawlish was sent to the scene. Firefighters heading to the beach first on foot to investigate and found the fire, which was attended by a group of people. A spokesman for Dawlish Fire Station said, After liaising with the people on the beach, it was soon ascertained the group were having a campfire on the beach that they had dug into the sand. Following safety advice, our crews were happy to leave the scene.
Macmillan benefit from store generosity. A cancer support charity is several thousand pounds better off thanks to the generosity of Newton Abbott's department store. Austin's Summer Solstice Beauty Evening and Nutcracker Noel Christmas Shopping Evening raised a grand total of £3,000 for Macmillan Cancer Support. A spokesman for Austin said, "Thank you to everyone who came along, brought a friend and supported the raffle. Whether you bought one ticket or a handful, it all helped reach that £3,000. The cheque was presented to Macmillan's representatives on Tuesday, the 21st of April. The popular department store is no stranger to raising money for Macmillan. Austin's, having long supported the charity, which offers confidential support to people living with cancer and their loved ones.
Water worker inspires stained glass art. Southwest Water's presence in Dawlish has been immortalised in a stained glass window. Award-winning stained glass artist Laura Kreifman has created a stunning work of art based on contractor John Cuddy. John is one of the team working for contractor Evolve and Network Plus on the multi-million pound scheme to improve water quality and reduce the use of storm overflows in Dawlish. For 9 months, Laura passed John on her street every day, and every day he said hello. One morning, she spotted John perched high on the gigantic pipelines used in the project. The contrast of his high-vis jacket and orange trousers against the industrial pipework inspired her to create a stained glass portrait of John using vintage glass and hand-painted detail.
Expect high energy and heartfelt acts. Expect high energy and a heartfelt range of acts, the organiser of a summer variety show in aid of Rowcroft Hospice has said. Organised by Sadie Jane Beer, the show, which takes place on Sunday the 2nd of August at Paynton's Palace Theatre, features the likes of Cooper King, the UK's youngest Elvis Presley impersonator, Tank Sherman, who worked with legendary Cornish comedian Jethro, Dean Winter, Sophie Beresford, Just for Fun, Dolly Partley, and many more besides. A dance teacher for more than 20 years, Sadie, whose Tap Fever UK dance outfit will also be performing, says the show, dubbed Let It Be, will feature songs specifically chosen in memory of those who have passed away. Unfortunately, Sadie lost her father and auntie in 2024. Rowcroft provide impeccable care not only for their patients but also family who are allowed to stay throughout end-of-life care, said Sadie, who volunteers with the charity. The idea and heart of this beautiful show is my father, my parents, Janet and Nigel, who allowed me to follow my dreams from the age of 5 years old. The show is a tribute for anyone cared for by Rowcroft. In addition to organising the event, Sadie has been hard at work practising with young dancers from across Devon for their performance at the show. A special thanks to Frankie at Bar 7, Ford Hall and Suzanne and Mark at the Keybury Hotel for providing us with space to rehearse. I am overwhelmed with the support I've received to enable this production to go ahead. From my brothers, Chris and Darren, to my sister-in-law, Tracy and Emily. Doors open at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. Please support this show and help raise money for Rowcroft, Sadie said. For tickets, head to the Palace Theatre Paynton website.